What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Fast and Flow podcast. I'm your host, Fast and Flow, otherwise known as Catherine Kelly, your running bestie, a certified personal trainer, long distance runner, soon to be certified running coach, and I also work in corporate strategy at a fitness company. So we are all things running fitness over here. I actually just sent my friend a 6.5 minute voice note. She sent me a 2 minute voice note and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. She just moved to London, so we've been voice noting back and forth because it's kind of awkward to always just be like, hey, how's it going in London? You know, it's just more meaningful. I feel like when you can talk out your mind and just like update them on your week and ask them how their week is going. And like, I literally just gave her a rundown of everything I did last week, what the upcoming week is going to entail. And I thought it was like 2 minutes and I released my finger from the button and it was 6.5 minutes long. I'm like, well, you said you wanted voice notes. No, but I'm sure she'll really appreciate it. And I'm so excited. I'm actually going to visit my friend Sarah in London in January. So that's going to be exciting. This was an interesting weekend. Just doing the life update first, and then we'll get into the episode. The episode is titled Trying to Do It All. Okay, so we're going to get into that. And you guys have known that what's going on, kind of, because I've been updating you on my stories, but I want to do a more fulsome update of everything that's going on in my life, my career, and everything like that. So this past weekend was dope. I'm recording this on Sunday. It's 3:40 p.m. right now. I went for a walk this morning with one of my followers, which was so nice. Just been cleaning around the apartment. I am doing my podcast now. Gonna get my nails done today because we're doing engagement photos next weekend. We've been engaged for a year, but we're just doing photos for like our website and stuff. And then I'm doing my running certification today as well. So kind of like personal work going on today. And I always love days where I just get to lock in and do personal stuff. I think it's just like really relaxing. And just making sure the apartment's in order, making sure like my groceries are in order for the week, going through all my purchases for the week, kind of like looking at my credit card bills and stuff like that, and just getting myself organized, which workouts I'm going to be doing on which days. It's kind of just something that I do habitually at this point. Like, I don't think about, oh my gosh, like I have to do this, this, and this. I just like spending, and honestly, it only takes an hour on Sunday, but just to set me up for the week. So I don't have to question whether am I lifting today or am I running today? Like, what time am I doing it, in the morning or the night? Like, if I know I'm going to be running with friends, or know I'm going to be doing workout classes, I will schedule them on Sundays, and I will like text my friends on Sundays to see what days they want to run and like what times during the day. So all of that's in my calendar. Like, I'm a crazy calendar girl, but as my life has gotten so busy, that is the only way I will not miss things. So I'm also just trying to be realistic about how much stuff like I can fit in my calendar. Like, I do need time to like switch from one thing to the next thing, or I need time to eat, or time to like walk to the next location. Sometimes I'll like just book myself like back to back to back to back, and then I'm so overwhelmed and I'm like, this isn't possible, when I really should have just like probably put one fewer thing on my schedule for that day and it would be okay. So I'm just trying to be more conscious of that. But anyway, yesterday me and my friend went to see Bex Gentry in person and take a class, her 60 minute endurance class, Saturday, December 9th at 11 a.m. Eastern. If anyone wants to take it, you will see us. I'm wearing a cropped blue, light blue long sleeve shirt, like a turtleneck, and my friend's next to me and she's wearing these bright orange sneakers, and you will see us on the video. We're definitely on there. It was such a production. Like, you do not understand, just from watching them on the app, or like if you have a Peloton tread, or I would just take the classes on my phone because I don't have a Peloton tread. Obviously, I live in an apartment, not enough room for that. But the second I have a house, I will be getting a Peloton tread because those things are awesome. You don't appreciate how much of a production it is in that studio. Like, it's literally like you are in a music venue, like a club. You're literally like running in the club. It's the most electric feeling ever. I loved it. Bex Gentry is sick. She is the coolest human ever, just like effortlessly cool, but she's cool and friendly and approachable and kind, which I feel like sometimes when people are like, oh, too cool for school, they're not approachable. But she's cool and approachable, which, like, I don't know how she got that combination. Absolutely stellar. And then Tallulah and Austin showed up at the end, her daughter and her partner, and I was just freaking out because I love them so much and they're just all such a cool family. It was such goals for me and something that I really resonated with that she said. So we were obviously doing the class, and as we're doing it, she's like, I'm kicking off my training for the Tokyo Marathon. I'm not racing this one, I'm just running it, but obviously I want to be well trained, because a couple years ago she had gone to the Olympic trials. She's run a 2:32 marathon. She's insane. She was representing Team GB, Great Britain. That's where she's from. But anyway, I think she just missed the qualifying times by like 2 or 3 minutes. But anyway, regardless, absolutely sick race. 2:32 is insane. And so she was obviously acknowledging that now she's had a baby, she's at a different phase in her life. And not that because she's had a baby she can't train, but because she's choosing to spend more time with her daughter, she's not going to put as much time into her training. It's not like her body can't handle it. Like, she's very fit and could totally go for it again. And so I'm not saying like, oh, because she had a baby, now she can't run. Like, I think that's so dumb when people say that. Like, why would you try to discourage people? Sorry, this is like a little bit of a side tangent, but like, I just don't like when people are so negative about having kids. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to ruin your life. You're never going to sleep again. Like, good luck. It's like, yeah, with anything in life, there's pros and cons and there's trade-offs. But like, having children is so special. And if somebody wants to have kids, like, why are you focusing on the negative aspects of it? Like, you could say that about anything. You get a new job and you're like, oh yeah, you have this great new job, but like, you're going to have to do this, this, and this, and have this much more responsibility. Now you're going to have to travel here and blah, blah, blah. And you're not going to be able to be home. And it's like, okay, well, you got the new job for a reason. You got the new job because the pros outweigh the cons. In anything in life, there's pros and cons. You could say the same thing about training for a marathon. Well, it's going to take up all of your time. You're not going to be able to see your friends. You're not going to be able to go out and drink. You're going to be so tired all the time. You're going to be stressed out because you're going to be training and working a full-time job and like blah, blah, blah. And the list goes on. And it's like, okay, but there's a reason you're training for the marathon, because you want to train and make yourself really proud and prove to yourself that you can do really hard things. So I just really don't like when people focus on the negative aspects of life. Obviously, some things in life are just inherently shitty and they're just bad, right? And there's kind of no way to spin them in a good way, and that's okay. But for things that you can choose how you view them, why would you choose to view them negatively? For things that you want to do, why would you choose to talk about the cons of it? Acknowledge that the cons are there. And if you're okay with the cons, then focus on the pros. Like, it just makes me so annoyed. But tangent over. Anyway, so you have like a minute afterwards to, you each individually can go up with her and take a photo, which is so nice that they do that. And you kind of speak to her for like 30 seconds to a minute. It's like, what are you really going to say in that time? Like, she's one of my biggest running role models, one of my biggest role models, period. Like, as a mother, as a runner, just as a person, I think she's awesome. And so, like, what are you going to say? Like, oh my gosh, like, you're just like my idol. You're not going to say that in that moment. So I was like, what am I going to say that is like really meaningful that I actually do want to tell her? And so what I said was, I was like, I'm really glad you're so honest about your training and like how it's different now that you're a mother and you are able to separate the fact that you don't have to race every single marathon. You can just run them for fun. And because during the class, she had said, okay, I'm kicking off my training for Tokyo. I'm going to run home after class today and I'm turning into my long run, because she lives all the way in Brooklyn. So it would be, she taught the class and would run all the way home for her long run. And as we're taking the photos, Tallulah and Austin showed up. She didn't know Tallulah and Austin were going to show up at her work. And as I said that to her, she was like, yeah, this is a perfect example. Now that Tallulah's here, I'm not running home now because I want to spend more time with her. And it was just really cool to see that in action and see her actually like doing the things she says she's going to do, and know that personal trainers and fitness coaches and marathon runners and even Olympic level marathon runners are just people. And you can be good at what you prioritize. So just because she's like, oh, I'm not going to go all out and see how fast I can physically race this, doesn't mean that she's not working 100%. She's working 100% at the things that she prioritizes. And right now, that's being in good shape cardiovascularly, training and inspiring other people, leading the Peloton classes, and being there for her daughter and being there for her and being a really good mother. And like, so she's doing 100% of those things. Obviously, if you were to be training at your maximum capacity, you'd be like, oh, well, sorry, like, I have to run home now. Tallulah's here. Well, it's okay. I'm just going to go. Like, that's not what she wants to do. She wants to be with her daughter. And it was really cool to see. And it's like, just because your training switches focus doesn't mean that you're training any better or any worse. And your training will continue to evolve as you go through different phases of your life. And I think that's amazing. And like, I've seen so many people that say being a mother is actually the best thing for their training, because now they have somebody else to make proud. Now they're not just training for them. They're training to show their kids that they can do hard things. And that's like so cool. That's literally amazing. So anyway, that class was dope. Then we were supposed to do engagement photos after, and Brett and I ended up having to work all day long. So we couldn't do that. We had to cancel them, but hopefully we'll get that done next weekend. We had to cancel our dinner as well. And I kind of just want to show you guys like real life. Like, obviously we had these fun plans. I woke up really early Saturday morning, was working from the moment I woke up, went to this class, came back, was working until about 7:30 PM. So literally worked all day on Saturday. So did Brett. Brett's working all day today. So I just want to show you like kind of the realistic behind the scenes, because obviously I think it can look really glamorized on social media of like this life that we're living. And trust me, this is the best life. I'm so grateful for every single thing that I have, but I also work really hard for everything that I have. And so there is a balance there. Like, you know, and I do want to show that. And I do see other people out there who are also working so hard and they're grinding, and I really respect the hustle. And that's something that I've been wanting to show more of. Like, obviously you guys see me hustle during marathon training, but I'm hustling in all areas of my life because life is too short to not go after the things that you really want. So yeah, hopefully that's inspiring. And I, you know, sharing it with you guys also does make it worth it, because sometimes it can get really hard to be doing as many things as I'm doing. And that kind of leads us into today's episode, which is trying to do it all. So let me just give you a little rundown of where we're at right now. You know, I'll give you a brief career overview because I think it's important to set the stage. So I went to Cornell, graduated in 2019. I was in the business school there. I went straight into investment banking. Pretty much everyone that was in the business school did like investment banking or consulting or potentially big four accounting, but that was the very common path to go. And so that's why I did that. Also, I went to business school because I thought I should go to business school, and a lot of people in my town did business. Both my parents are doctors. I knew I didn't want to be a doctor. The only other logical conclusion to me was to go to business school. So that's what I did, undergrad. I went to business school, graduated with a degree in finance and business analytics. And yeah, came out of that and went into investment banking, worked in investment banking for about 2.5 years, learned a lot, worked a lot, probably 80 hours a week on average. It was crazy. I didn't sleep. I was constantly stressed. Like, I honestly don't even know how I lived in that state. Like, just always on edge, always stressed, would wake up Saturday morning, 7 a.m., checking my phone, having to get back online. Like, I worked every single day, 7 days a week. Saturday was a little less, like probably a half day, like maybe I only worked 4 to 6 hours on Saturday, but it was just nuts. And then, like, yeah, you were literally logging on at 9 a.m. and logging off at 2 a.m. So it was crazy. That's why I didn't race any races during that time period, because I barely could even run. I barely even had time to sleep. I was like truly going insane, and it was really hard. But I did learn a lot, and it set me up really well for the rest of my career. So honestly, if I went back, I would probably do it again. And I know that sounds honestly crazy, but I do think it really set me up so well for the rest of my career, and like instilled, not that I didn't have good work ethic, but instilled this like insane level of work ethic in me, and this insane level of like expectations on myself, which you could say could be a detriment as well, because now I expect such high things of myself, and it's really hard for me to like be proud of myself because my level of expectation is so high. But I think at the end of the day, it like really served me well for the first few years of my career to get that type of training, because as I've moved to a company where there are people from different backgrounds, I can see like how much my training has really served me. For the past 2 years, I've worked at a connected fitness company called Tonal. So I work in corporate strategy and corporate development there. That basically means I'm doing all the financial modeling for my company, thinking about new initiatives and helping all of the other departments of the company model out the financial implications of their initiatives. I'm kind of like the financial consultant for all the groups in my company. And me and my manager, it's just us two on my team. We also manage like third-party partnerships. So we talk to like anyone outside of our company. Like, we're in charge of kind of leading that from almost like a business development standpoint, but that's basically what we do. We're very involved with like anything in finance as well. So we report to the CFO, we do a lot of board materials and stuff. And it's definitely a job, again, that investment banking prepared me to be very good at. And so it's rewarding for me to be here, because I actually am working at a company that I align very closely with the product. And when I have to do industry research, for example, I'm researching other fitness companies, and that's so cool for me. Like, that's just genuinely fun for me. So I love working in the connected fitness space. Connected fitness just means there's a software that goes along with the hardware. So whereas like a stationary bike without a screen would just be like a stationary bike, it would just be the hardware. The Peloton bike, for example, has a screen on it and you can stream classes. That's like the connected piece of the fitness. You're connected to the internet. Same thing with the Tonal. You stream classes through the Tonal. It's a strength device that's installed on your wall. It can apply up to 200 pounds of weight electronically. It's awesome. You can replicate any move that you can do in the gym. I think it's like 200 different moves. And it's so compact. It's in your apartment and you can just stream classes straight from there and get super strong. You don't have to worry about going to the gym. And yeah, it's awesome. So that would be a connected strength product. So it's really cool working in strategy for them, but I definitely don't work a 9-to-5. I work a lot. Thankfully, my schedule is pretty flexible. I work on Pacific time, kind of like most of my company is on Pacific time, because my company is based out of San Francisco. So a lot of the leadership team is there, but there's also a bunch of people on the East Coast. So people are kind of working around the clock. Luckily, my manager and I have like a really good working relationship. So it's easy for us to both kind of make the hours that work for us. Like, as long as we're obviously online for meetings and we get all of our work done, it's okay if we have to like go to a doctor's appointment in the middle of the day, or if I like have a lot of work to do, but I have a run club to go to, I can go to the run club, come back and finish my work. That's why I'm often working until midnight. So I still work a ton. I have a lot more flexibility than I did in investment banking, which is awesome. And I work remotely. So I've had the flexibility to work on my social media, which is awesome because my company is super supportive of my social media, which is so cool. Like my CFO, who I report to, is so invested in my social media and is like really proud of me. And we're also super proud of my marathon training and my marathon time. And I got called out on my all hands call, like my total company wide call, which was so cool. It's really cool to see when people actually like recognize what you're doing outside of work instead of trying to stop you from doing things outside of work. And so that's been really awesome. And people have been genuinely interested, and a lot of people from my company follow me. And I don't know, I just think that's really cool, and how supportive they are is really awesome and has continued to allow me to keep progressing in that way. And so that's definitely something that I really never take for granted. Also, because I work remotely and because I can kind of move around my hours, I am able to go to run clubs. That's not something I was able to do when I was working in investment banking. I was working straight through the night into the early hours of the morning. There's no way I'd be able to go to a 7 p.m. run club. That would be unheard of. I honestly was just so jealous of seeing people like who would be going to dinner on a Wednesday night, or going to run club on a Wednesday night, like just something random in the middle of the week. I'd be like, how do they do that? Like, that's so crazy. And I actually was almost, I was judgmental of those people because I was like, oh, they're not working hard enough. They're not working long enough, because I was jealous of them. Like, that's why when people criticize you, it's coming from their own insecurity. Like, I was literally doing that to other people, thinking I would never ever say this to someone, but I would be seeing their story on Instagram of them out to dinner on a Wednesday night, and I'd be like, oh, it's just because they're not working hard enough. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what has been drilled into my head? That is so twisted. That's not what life is supposed to be like. And I've changed so much in the past few years, and I will continue to change and iterate as I get older and I get new information. But I just think life is about so much more than sitting behind your computer and just grinding out the hours. Like, that's just not how I want to live. And if some people want to live like that, by all means, go ahead. But that's not what I want to do. So, So because I work, at Tonal, I have a remote job. I do work a lot. I do put in a lot of hours. But it has allowed me to, build up my social media. It has allowed me to train for marathons. I also work at a company where I feel very aligned with the product. I really like the industry that I work in. So that's all great. As of late, I have recently become an F45 instructor, which I saw you guys, which I told you guys actually on my story this past week, but I'm officially like starting this week. So I'm going to be teaching Tuesday, Wednesday mornings, and then Friday afternoons. Just teaching 5 classes a week right now. So starting off super manageable. But I will be having to get up very, very early on Tuesday and Wednesday morning, 5:30 in the morning, which is not something that I'm used to doing. So I'm going to have to be very disciplined about going to bed at 10 p.m. Again, not something I'm very used to doing, but it's okay. People can change. And if there's if there was ever an impetus for me to become a morning person, it is this. So I'm honestly really excited. I love obviously talking to you guys on social media and through the podcast and TikTok and Instagram, but something about connecting in person is just so valuable to me. I had the best time this morning walking with Sean, one of my followers who like had just reached out to me. We used to live near each other. She was like, hey, like, would you want to go for a walk or go to a fitness class or something? And we ended up meeting up. She's a nutritionist. It was so fun to talk to her. Could have talked to her for hours and hours. Probably walked for like 90 minutes and no shortage of conversations. She was so awesome. We'll probably go on a run soon. But just like meeting people in person brings me just so much joy and energy. And it reinforces like, hey, there's actually other people on the other side of the screen that are like commenting and watching and ingesting your content. And it's actually like really inspiring them. And that's so cool to me because I put so much time, so much heart and soul into everything that I do. And I know it comes across, but I just want you guys to always know, like, I genuinely care so much, and all I want to do is help people, inspire people, motivate people to just like be the best that they can be. And like, it literally makes me want to cry because that's what I do myself. Like, I push myself and I just want to build a life that I could have only imagined in my wildest dreams. And the thing is, well, if you're dreaming about it, it's meant for you. Like, I love that quote. It's like, if you're dreaming of something, it's because it's meant for you. So go after it. Like, I'm not dreaming of becoming an astronaut because that's not what's meant for me. But I'm dreaming about doing social media full time, becoming a running coach, becoming a fitness instructor, like all of these different things. And that'll continue to iterate again and again and again as I move into different phases of my life. But it's like, there's a reason these dreams are meant for me. Or there's a reason I'm dreaming these things, and it's because they're meant for me. So I'm going after it. I'd be doing myself a disservice to not be going after it. And so my schedule is super busy right now. I'm trying to do it all, for lack of better words. And what falls to the wayside is sleep. And I never want that to be glorified, glamorized. When I was working in investment banking, it was glorified. Oh, to sleep the least that you could. Oh, you only slept 3 or 4 hours last night? Like, that was a cool thing. If somebody was like sleeping 7 hours, they were like, oh, you're not working hard enough. Like, what? That is so backwards and so twisted. And it took me so long to be able to even get to the place where I was able to quit my investment banking job because I thought I was being so lazy for not wanting to work 80 hours a week. Funny thing is now I'm back to working 80 hours a week with all of my different jobs, but I'm doing things that invigorate me. I'm doing things that I love. And that's the difference. Like, you can work on and on and on about things you love, and it never feels like you get tired. You just have this tenacity to keep going after it. But when you're working on things that drain you, even if you're not working that much, even if you're only working 40 hours a week, but it's on something that drains you, you're gonna feel horrible. You're gonna feel like shit. And so that's why it's like, maybe you think, oh, you're lazy, but it's just because you're not doing what you want to be doing, right? Everyone has something that they're passionate about. And I really encourage people to just try a bunch of things. And genuinely, it could be the silliest thing. You might be like in your mind, oh, that could never be something. You might be really into pottery. Maybe you want to open a pottery studio and you think, oh, that could never happen. Okay, if you have that attitude, yeah, it's never going to happen, okay? But you really have to sit down and think about what you want in life, because you can make these things happen. You can start reaching out to people, get the right contacts, get the right training, get the right information, and like start doing things as a side hustle. Yeah, you're going to have to put in a lot of fucking work for something that you're not going to make money on, maybe for years and years. But if you're really passionate about it, you'll do it. And that's how it's been for me. With social media, I've started making a little bit of money now, but that's not the reason I did it. The reason I do it is because how passionate I feel about helping people. And just know that when you pour your passion into something, like, the world sees that and money will come. That's my belief. Like, I believe that if you really move from a place of good intention and a good heart, that it will work out. And I just trust that. And so far it has. And it's not a quick process. You have to work day in and day out when it's not, when you feel like it's not working, when you feel like no one's watching, when you feel like you can't do it anymore. Like, you have to keep going. And that is something that investment banking taught me. Like, you have to just keep going. Doesn't matter. You want to stop, you're too tired. Doesn't matter. Keep going. And like, you can say that mindset is a bad one. You can say you need to be more balanced. And maybe that's true. And that's something I have to work on. But at this stage of my life, I am really trying to grind to build things that I believe in. And so, am I overworked? Am I really busy? Yes. Am I sleeping enough? No. And that's not something that's good. I'm not promoting that. But I know that it's temporary. I know that it's not forever. That's what got me through a lot of really dark days in investment banking. I would always say, this is temporary. This is not forever, and you have the power to change. Just know that you have the power to change your situation, okay? And just because you want to change your situation, maybe it's not realistic for you to just like quit your job on the spot. I'm not saying that. It's not realistic for me to do that either. I can't do that. I have to make money. I have an expensive apartment. Like, I have to pay my bills. I have a dog. Like, we're getting married. Like, I can't just quit my job on a whim, okay? I'm not like special or anything like that. I have to work. I have to be strategic about it. I have to save money. I have to be realistic about what I can do. And I will keep working for what I believe in. But there is a certain point where you just kind of have to take a leap and believe in yourself. But there are creative solutions and creative ways to get what you want. And if you really want something, you're going to continue to figure out how you can do it. Trust me, like, all these ideas that have been coming in my mind of different ways I can make this work for myself is crazy. But anyway, we're out here. We're trying to do it all. We're doing it all. We're sometimes not getting enough sleep, but we're the happiest we've ever been. Simultaneously, the most stressed and the happiest I've ever been in my life. And I would never trade it for anything. And I just wake up every single morning so invigorated. And I would not trade this feeling for anything. Like, when I was working in investment banking so many years of my life, like in college, in high school, I never woke up with the tenacity that I wake up with now. Like, I wake up and I am like, let's get this shit going. Like, that's the best feeling ever. But I'm the busiest I've ever been. You might think, oh, well, you're going to be the most tired. But it's like, no, I'm the busiest doing things that I love. That's amazing. So anyway, hopefully this episode inspired you a little bit to just take little steps. Like, again, I started posting on social media a year and a half ago. I've actually had this account for almost 4 years. And yeah, things move slowly. Things just keep building and building. And these ideas keep building on top of each other. None of this is quick. Whenever you see something that seems like it was quick, it wasn't. I promise you, there was a lot of intention behind it for years and years and years. And okay, yeah, some things randomly, like maybe someone gets a billion followers from like posting a random video, but I feel like that's not even happening as much anymore. And that's also, those aren't the type of followers you want. You want a slow and steady build, because that means people are there for you. They're there because they're engaged with you and they want to be with you. So they're sticky, right? They actually care about you. And like, that's the type of followers that you want. That's the type of community that you want. Like, you want to feel like you guys are all friends. Like, at least that's how I want to feel. And so I love where I'm at now. I love where I'm going. I wake up every day invigorated to keep getting better, keep sharing with you guys. And it literally lights up my life. And truly, when one of you guys comments of like a podcast that really resonated with you, or a post that really resonated with you, or just like, I don't know, in a way I inspired you, like that brings me so much joy, because sometimes it's like so hard to tell over the screen. It's like, okay, people aren't engaging with this, but there's a lot of silent followers, and I know that. Like, I'm a silent follower for a lot of people that I follow, but like, they've changed my life. They've inspired me in so many different ways. And it's like, you never know how many people you're touching. So keep going. Even when you feel like it's not working, you just got to keep going, because Ed Milette always says this, but you were one step away. You're like one step away from breaking through. You're so much closer than you think you are to breaking through. Don't stop now. Okay. Hopefully this jacked you up a little bit. I'm jacked up now. I'm going to work on my running certification. I'm so excited. And then I'm going to get my nails painted, because they truly are ratchet. And we're getting engagement photos next weekend, and this is not going to fly. So I haven't got them done in like 6 weeks since before the marathon. Like, that's how bad of a girl I am. I'm not good with upkeep, but it's okay. There's just too many other things to do. You know what I mean? But anyway, I hope everyone has a great week. I know there's a lot of Christmas parties going on. I have Brett's Christmas party on Wednesday. We have our Christmas dinner on Thursday. We're doing engagement photos this weekend. Lots of fun stuff. Lots of holiday joy. And I just can't wait to get it going this week. It's going to be a great one. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.